from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All eyes will be on the Republican National Convention tonight from Milwaukee. Donald Trump will speak. They'll end their week and we'll move on. And then the Democrats will have their turn for a week. And from there, hopefully we get a little break from the politics till maybe after Labor Day and enjoy some of this summer. Larry Richard with Natalie Benzavenga this hour, and she'll be on 10 to 2 for Marty, who's on vacation. And now...
That's somebody, some music.
Yeah, somebody we know really well.
Yes.
Don Keyser is the head of the Pittsburgh Film Office now for decades, but she's not completely happy. But we want to talk through what the issues are with Don. Don, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you. And, you know, you say decades. It makes me sound 100. So, you know. You forget the part where I started when I was 5.
I was going to say, Don, you were a prodigy.
No question.
Go, but thank you, Natalie.
You're very
nice
welcome. You're very
you.
Welcome. It's great to see you, too. Oh, my gosh. It's been a minute. When he said you were joining us this morning, I was just so excited. And then I realized why you were joining us. And then I was just like, dang.
So we've both known Don very well. And Don is very passionate about what she does. She's done a really great job with the film office, attracting many, many, many projects over the years here. But over the past decade, at least, maybe more, Don, you have been trying to get in the state budget an increase in the tax credits. Now, right off the top, explain what a tax credit is as opposed to a grant or gift.
A tax credit is an incentive program designed to bring work and, more importantly, economic impact throughout Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Film Tax Credit, we were number 3 to come in. Louisiana was first, New Mexico was second, Pennsylvania was third back in 2007. This program has been in place since that time, has been successful. We had a high of $75 million 1 year. We went as low as $42 million. 2 years ago, we were successful in getting to $100 million, which to those of us right now, this sounds like a lot of money. I have $100 million in my bank account. We're thrilled, right? But we're trying to bring work in across the state. We have to share these funds and these incentive funds with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But essentially, projects have to commit to spending 60% of their budget in the Commonwealth on Pennsylvania expenses. Businesses and people have to be in Pennsylvania to get the credit. And we'll give them back a 25% tax credit when they're done, when we know exactly where they spent every dime of their money. So we know how many people they hired. We know what businesses they used. We know where they spent every dime. And right now, the early numbers we have are proving a $6 return on every dollar that's been invested by these tax credits. And we're at $100 million.
That's incredible. Not to interrupt, but this to me, you know, bringing people to the city of Pittsburgh in particular, or to the state, is really something that we need, right? Because we continue to lose population. And I know that this is something that the local government and the state government has really been pushing, is how do we bring jobs to Pennsylvania? Well, isn't this a big part of that?
Well, yes, these are jobs for Pennsylvanians. Mm-hmm. These are people who live here right now that are working. We have a very successful workforce training program called mm-hmm. Create PA that is continuing to expand and bring more people into this industry. What we had asked to do and thought we had the support to actually happen this year was to get an increase to $300 million. Mm-hmm. Please understand, New York's at $710 million per year. New Jersey's at $450 million per year. Ohio just went from $40 million to $80 million. Now they're at $100 million. They're trying to compete with us. Mm. So I know we talk a lot at the state level about being competitive against our neighboring states. We're losing.
Yeah.
And we're losing in a big way. And we're losing it for our crew. That these are family-sustaining jobs. These are jobs that allow people to feed their families, send their kids to school. And the fact that they can't find work right now is disappointing, heartbreaking, and just awful.
We're with Don Keyser from the Pittsburgh Film Office. Don, I have talked to personally multiple politicians, Democrats, Republicans in this state, who verbally are all for this. Why isn't it happening? What feedback do you get? Why don't they get it?
We're not the final horse that's being traded in that final negotiation room mm-hmm. is really the only way I can understand it. Based, I'm being told the same thing to my face, Larry. We support you. We're with you. We're going to help you. But at the end of the day, look, Pennsylvania has a lot of priorities. This one's small. Mm-hmm. When you look at the fact we have a $14 billion surplus, those are their numbers, not mine. We did a 6% increase on this budget and we got zero. We got zero for a program that's bringing in this side of the state, $150 million reliably every year. We can't live on one show a year. This is taking us back where we were 20 years ago.
Is there any
chance to
change that before another budget? Is there any way to make a move before we get to wait a year?
Well, we're hopeful we can get some things moving in the fall because they're going to have to open some things up given some unfinished business they have on other obligations in the state. But, you know, again, it's going up there and trying to explain once again. We're kind of having a hard – some days I feel like I don't speak correct English or something that I'm able to get the message across. But we have everybody pushing on a statewide effort. Industry is important.
Yeah, I wanted to just add to that because we all know, too, with generative AI coming in particular to the film industry and the creative industries, is that putting some kind of undue pressure on all of this as well as some of those jobs are perhaps disappearing and looming strikes on the horizon? Is all of this just like a pressure cooker?
Well, the looming strikes, they are on the horizon. We had the strikes last year, Writers Guild, Producers Guild, all the, you know, the Screen Actors Guild. Those strikes were last year, which slowed the industry down. Mm-hmm. This year, the IATSE and the Teamsters mm-hmm. are both up for negotiation. The IATSE voting ended last night. They have a contract. We don't know if it's passed yet, but if it's ratified, the next step is the Teamsters. So that slowed down the industry in America.
Yeah.
It's increased the industry in foreign countries mm-hmm. and because they don't have the same issues. But we want, of course, our union workers to have the same rights, protections, and good wage jobs. I mean, they're asking for the same things. Those contracts include protections against AI because people don't really know what the future is going to look like. No one knew Netflix was going to become Netflix when we created this, when we created the film tax credit program.
Right.
So streaming is huge. If you look at what the state sent out about Mayor of Kingstown, that's a $150 million TV series. They earn about a $30 million tax credit. They have 800 jobs every single day on that show, right? It's a 9-month piece of work. Nobody counted on those really big shows. So in 2021, we had 11 shows filming in southwestern Pennsylvania. Last year, we had 2.
Wow.
Right now, if we're lucky, we're going to get one this year.
Wow.
And, you know, it hasn't helped. Philly had 2 large shows, one for Apple, one from HBO. They don't have that set up for next year, right? Mm. And without consistency with our state program, without the ability to count on what we're doing in the Commonwealth, the industry has big question marks over Pennsylvania, which isn't what we want. You know, we're planning on building a soundstage. We've built this workforce training program. We have quadrupled the size of our local union crew. We're ready to build, ready to grow, and we're not getting the help we need from the state level.
Well, we appreciate the update, Don, and good luck, and hopefully something will shake loose. It seems like a no-brainer to everybody I talk to.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. When this industry wins here, we win everywhere. So we're rooting for you, Don, as always.
And we're Audrey, look, we're not giving up. I know I said
Oh, I know you're
Don
not giving up.
Today. We're not giving up.
Don doesn't give
Don
up.
Don doesn't give up. That's why we love her.
And just for the record, Natalie and I are available for cameo shots in any film
right.
or project.
Thank you.
Hey, once I get another show in, you're first in line. Not a problem.
I love it.
Don, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you always.
You got it. Don Keyser, Pittsburgh Film Office. She's pretty much synonymous.
She really is. She's such a gem. And I really do hope people hear this and recognize the moment that we're in and what we need to do.
And all the politicians I've talked to, they're like, oh, yeah,
wait,
we're for
a politician
this.
Saying something to your face and then doing something else? Come on, Larry.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And we got a lot going on. It's a big weekend. Pirates return to action after the All-Star break tomorrow night. The Philadelphia Phillies will be in town at PNC Park. And we'll check in with Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, as they start the second half of the season at .500. Natalie Benzavenga's in with me now, and we'll be here till 2 o'clock.
Yeah, all day, people.
Yeah, you working on...
just gearing up. I'm pulling up stuff, Larry, because I have so many things that I thought we could talk about
together.
What's
the top of mind for you, just personally, after this hellacious week that started on Saturday with an assassination attempt of a former president and the murder of that, of all, by all accounts, wonderful man, Corey Kempentor, and his two daughters and wife who were... with him, his daughter was with one of his two daughters was with him, and he dove to cover them apparently, and literally took a bullet for them.
Yeah, I first of all, it's all very sad. You know, violence has no place in our election process. I think that's a bad precedent to set. But I will say, I just found it ironic that this happened at the, you know, at a rally, at a Republican rally. The shooter was a registered Republican with a weapon that the Democrats have been trying to ban. To prevent this kind of violence. And I think we need to take a real hard look at who and what we're protecting and why.
What about the harsh rhetoric, both sides? I appreciate the call by President Biden and by Donald Trump to ratchet down that part of the rhetoric.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it needs to be met by action. And we've seen over and over again, in particular with the Republicans, that they aren't interested in actually following through with that. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, almost immediately following that call for a reduction in that rhetoric, was on stage spewing even more hateful things. And when you call people enemies, when you say things, you know, like you're putting targets on people, I think we have to be really mindful on both sides how we're speaking to one another, because whether we want to admit it or not. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think we have a hard time with this. This is a collective. We live in a society. We sink or swim together, and we are each other's keeper. And I wish we could turn it down a little and get back on track to the issues that matter to the American people and how we can all benefit from improving things like raising the minimum wage, you know, healthcare for all, things that matter to people, paid leave, which is a big issue right now here in Pennsylvania with the Family Care Act. There's so much we could be doing together, Larry. I'm just tired of hearing us just tearing each other down. It doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
I think there's a large portion of the population that is just grown tired of the harsh rhetoric and the back and forth, the political ads, the television ads, and in particular, back and forth, back and forth. And this has started earlier than anyone can ever remember.
How tired are you?
And usually these things, well, to be honest with you, after the Democratic National Convention. I'm hoping there is kind of a reprieve for all of us for a few weeks till you get the Labor Day. Just make it stop.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I think maybe December we can we'll have like a few days off. But, you know, I think to your point about the ads, if we could overturn Citizens United, which many Americans on both sides of the aisle are in support of, and get these super PACs out of our election process, I think that would make a huge difference in the types of ads that we're seeing in the rhetoric that's being spewed.
Because they are political ads. They are permitted to say anything.
Anything. Doesn't have to be true.
Known untruths.
That's right.
And that goes both ways. And between here and there, starting at 10 officially on her own, Natalie Benzabenga, who came in, little warm up, and appreciate you coming in a little early. Good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you. So nice to reconnect with you, Larry. I remember many moons ago when I worked at the Post-Gazette, I used to run into you at events. I even interviewed you before. So when they said, would you like to co-host with Larry Richard today? I was like, oh my gosh, dreams do come true. So this is very exciting.
You're very kind.
It's true.
All right, let's talk about the Republican National Convention last night. We got to hear from, for the first time officially, as he formally accepted the vice presidential nomination, J.D. Vance.
Now, I pledge to every American, no matter your party, I will give you everything I have to serve you and to make this country a place where every dream you have for yourself, your family, and your country will be possible once again.
20 minutes before the rest of the country found out, J.D. Vance found out he was officially chosen. Apparently, that did not happen weeks in advance or days in advance. It happened at the beginning of the week.
Well, that feels like sort of something right out of The Apprentice, right? Keep him in suspense till the final hour. Dun, dun, dun.
So a lot of people saying, who is J.D. Vance? A freshman Ohio senator, 39 years old, a Marine who served in the Iraq War, went to Yale Law School, went to Ohio State undergrad, and wrote the Hillbilly Elegy, which became a feature film before anybody really knew who J.D. Vance was.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of accomplishments, and he also has taken some very clear stands on certain issues. He supports a complete ban on abortion and has voted against IVF access, for example.
I would imagine that alone, just that one issue would resonate, obviously, with women.
Yes, and not in a good
particular
way, Larry. Yeah, I think, you know, recognizing that this is a person who's very much towing the line sort of for the MAGA policies, I think we have to be mindful of when he said in that speech, you know, that I support everybody's dreams. It's really hard to do that when you're in a position where you're into a forced pregnancy and you'll no longer be able to realize your dreams because you're saddled with perhaps a situation that you do not have control over.
Roe v. Wade being struck down changed after 50-plus years.
Yeah, precedent.
And the suggestion was, well, we'll kick it back to every state, let each state make their own determinations. But that might not be the case moving forward.
Well, they're looking, like I said, at a national ban on the Republican ticket. And what's interesting about this, which I found not surprising at all, there were actually more abortions in 2023 than any other year. And you can look that up. That is a fact. And the rate of infant mortality also rose. So what we're really dealing with are people dying that need medical care. And I actually had someone on that was featured in one of Biden's videos recently called Willow, which was a ad, and her name was Amanda Zorowski, and she spoke. She's been speaking at rallies around Pennsylvania. And she was in Texas when her water broke, and she was not able to get care as she was miscarrying. She had to go home. She almost died, and now she is rendered infertile from her experience because she was not able to get access to safe and legal abortion in Texas in her time of need. So this is actually impacting real people. These are not abstract things. This is happening to people.
Did I hear you say you have Sarah and Amaranta lined up?
I do.
The reason I bring that up is because, as you heard, Aaron Koper, who was speaking from Pittsburgh at the convention, called her socialist, Sarah and Amaranta. Is that a fair description of her political policies?
No, I don't think Sarah Inamorato is a socialist. I think Sarah Inamorato is a Democrat. And I think we've moved so far to the right with the way that we engage with issues and talk about issues that anyone that speaks about equity, fairness, and justice for all is labeled a socialist. I actually also don't think that that label should be considered a negative. To me, socialism means taking care of all of us. And actually, the largest socialist organization in the United States is the U.S. military. So there you go.
All right, Natalie. And what else is on your radar for today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited. I have a lot of really great guests. I'm having Marta Mazzoni on, and we're going to be talking about what happens when someone's going through a grieving process and they want to have a rediscovery of oneself. I'm going to be having Larissa Russo on from The Refillery, and we're going to be talking about ending single-use plastics in our own homes. I have so many great guests on today, Congressman Chris DeLuzio. I like to talk a lot about East Palestine, Ohio, because I don't feel like enough people are still discussing what has happened there. So we're going to be talking about a Clean Water Act he's supporting.
Yeah, I think outside the region of East Palestine, people thought, okay, they made their deal, the railroad, you know, mea culpa, wrote some checks.
Yeah.
So everybody else is not realizing, you know, this longer road to hoe. Right.
Absolutely. And I have Jessica Connard on a lot. And she is from the area and came from a very conservative family. And now she's running Beyond Plastics. She became activated when the train derailment happened right in her backyard. And she realized the impact it was having on the communities. So I think a lot of issues that we're looking at from a partisan perspective, we don't need to be. Everybody deserves clean air and clean water, Larry.
Natalie Benzavenga is with us on the Big K Morning Show. And she'll be here 10 until 2 as well. So make sure you dial her up.
That's right.
866-391-1020. We'll be right back. Coming up 10 until 2 for Marty Griffin, who's enjoying some vacation time with his wife, Christine, and kids. He'll be back on Monday. Natalie Benzavenga will be here.
This hour just flew by.
It did.
I had so much fun with you, Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to hear about a really cool event?
Yeah, please tell me. I'm always looking for stuff to do.
For UPMC Children's Hospitals Foundation. Who could be against Children's Hospital, right? It's one of the greatest resources
yes,
in the region.
Absolutely.
Known around the world in some cases. There have been very famous people who've come from other countries just to be in Pittsburgh. You know, our healthcare community is second to none.
It really is. It's incredible.
So this is HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, two nights, star-studded entertainment, next Friday night, the 26th, Hall of Famer Pat Benatar.
That's amazing.
With Neil Giraldo, her husband, who is a world-class guitarist.
Wow.
Opening the show will be Bill Cowher's wife, Queen Bee. And I know you're not, you don't follow sports
real close. I know,
but you know, Bill Cowher was
the Hall of
Famer. Of
course, yes. That name I definitely know.
And Bill has... And she's a sweetheart, Queen Bee, but she's a performer.
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Bill will not be singing, by the way.
Just leave it to the professionals.
So that'll be Friday night.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, they've got Smokey Robinson.
I love Smokey. I met him and sat with him and had a great conversation with him one night. And he is such an incredible human.
Yeah.
What a legend.
He is.
Legend of legends.
Really the co-founder of Motown.
Literally.
He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's in the Singer-Songwriters Hall of Fame. As a
he's incredible
singer, songwriter, performer, producer, mm-hmm. he's responsible for 4,000 records.
Wow.
Including some of the most iconic in history, like My Girl, that he wrote for the Temps. And then
what a gem.
This gentleman, you might not know his name, B.K. Jackson, but he's a world-class saxophone player.
That's amazing. It's a little bit for everybody, it
played with
like.
Prince. And then a superstar artist.
Okay.
You have to go online to see.
The suspense is killing me, Larry.
And find out more. That's next Friday and Saturday in an intimate backyard amphitheater setting.
Oh.
So you get as close as you want to get, and it's really amazing event. Again,
that's so cool.
Go to hm3.org for details, free parking and all that stuff. But it's for the kids.
It's for the kids. We need to do more for the kids. I love it. That sounds amazing.
All right, Natalie.
Yeah. Tell me. What are you doing? What are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, you know, today.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm doing tomorrow.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Going to Pirates game.
Oh, you are? Oh, my dad. He used to just love, love, love the Pirates, and he loved KDKA radio, so he would be so excited that we're talking about the Pirates on KDKA radio. So a little shout out, Missy Dad.
Yeah. KDKA radio is synonymous with a lot of things.
I know. And you guys have had such a legacy at the station. That was why it was so exciting. I started working here on Saturdays in September, and it was seriously a dream come true because I grew up listening to the station, and KDKA is really just, it's a legacy, man. It's so cool. To be here with you is really amazing.
Well, thank you. Good to see you.
It's good to see
you. Have a great show today.
Thank you. I've got some great guests coming up.
Stick around. Natalie Benzavenga in for Marty Griffin next. 9:50.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.